quick. Supreme Court has blocked the release of President Trump's tax returns to U.S. Congress. He asked for an emergency motion yesterday. They went ahead and stayed the action temporarily while they review some the case and the situation. In the meantime, the Supreme Court told Lindsey Graham he does have to testify to the Georgia grand jury, and this is pertaining to, you know, this is that whole audit that they've been doing over there pertaining to their voting. So the Supreme Court said that the lower court rulings need to be followed. So he wanted to basically, there was possible illegal election interference in the 2020 election. That's what they're investigating. And he didn't want to have to testify for it. Says that, I guess, his 2020 election efforts in Georgia were protected by the speech or debate clause. And so he sent an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court saying, I shouldn't have to testify under this clause or whatever. Supreme Court today, though, says, no, you're still going to have to testify to him. Then other top three stories is top Democrats are questioning their party strategy going into the midterms, as there's more and more evidence that they're going to get beat in the midterms. So they're starting to question their party strategy. A couple thoughts about that last hour. One is, you know, you are. The thing that they're saying is we've got to move away from the more socialist activist type of candidates, and we got to get away from the wokeism that is starting to infect the Democrat Party. That's what the message is that they're sending. But I'm not sure if that's really all it is. In fact, I actually, as much as I don't like wokeism, as much as I don't like the socialism, you know, movement that's happening in the Democrat Party, as much as I don't like that, I don't think that's what's hurting them right now. What's hurting them is one main thing: the economy. People are struggling. Over $4 a gallon of gasoline around the country. It was over $5 at one point. Inflation is affecting a lot of people. You got more and more people every month who are living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, that's why. And they're blaming Biden for it. And he's a Democrat, so other Democrats are going to pay the price. As much as I don't like wokeism, as much as I don't like socialism, I don't think that's the big problem with the party. I think it's just simply Biden's policies that created such a horrendous economy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 are looking good right now. We are still seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the causeway. We have construction going on with one lane open. It is improving as it's getting later in the afternoon, but really still seeing some slight slowdowns right in the middle of the causeway. Clears up before Woodbine Road, and it is moving nicely on Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So, yeah, I was saying that I think that it was President Biden's policies that have created such a bad economy right now. One of the biggest areas is energy. And I stated this before, I really believe that when it's all said and done, we can look back at the Biden administration and what we're going to see when we don't look at the failures. I mean, because you look at Afghanistan, horrendous. You know, you look at all these things. But when you don't look at the failures and you go, okay, what could the administration be known for if not the failures? What could it be, you know, what's something positive, whether you agree with it or not, it would be his push towards green energy. He has shifted the United States more towards clean, green energy. Now, a lot of that can be reversed once he leaves office, but some of it's not going to be able to. It's like you could take 10 steps one direction, and when you come back, you're only going to go back 8 steps, but you're still 2 steps forward in that direction. And I think that's the direction that he's sending the United States with a lot of his policies. Now, with that, the reason why that's affecting us so much is because we were nearly energy independent under Trump. Now we are definitely not. So we're at the whim of other countries. We're at the whim of OPEC. We're at the whim of Russia attacks Ukraine and gas prices shoot up. We don't have as much authority to go, well, so you want to raise the gas price? Well, we got our, you know, we're nearly energy independent. We're going to break away from OPEC. We're going to break away from importing oil. We don't need you guys anymore. We're going to do our own thing. We don't have that leverage to say that anymore. And therefore, we don't have the leverage to say, keep the prices down or else. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. Shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline first day in office. Canceling oil and gas leases that were already approved first day in office. Getting rid of oil and gas leases, availabilities for leases. I mean, all these things were horrendous. So now we look at Germany. Germany now is having an energy crisis, like a real one. We're not in an energy crisis in the United States, right? I'm not saying that. But Germany is, because they're not wanting to use energy from Russia anymore. So now what do they got to do? They got to try to figure out a way to be more energy independent, have, quote, energy security, end quote. So what are they doing with their energy security? Well, here's one example. A wind farm is being dismantled in Western Germany in order to make expansion of an open pit coal mine. What? You're trying to create coal? You can't use coal. Coal's the dirtiest of all the energies. It's coal. Like, people are just freaking out. What's their answer to this? They have changed their prioritization of energy security over clean energy. Are you trying to say that clean energy is not secure energy? Especially a wind farm? Have you ever been by a wind farm when you're driving by and the windmills aren't moving? Yeah, that's not very secure. Have you ever driven by a wind farm and seen a windmill on fire, a turbine on fire? Do you realize they actually use electricity to actually, because those turbines are humongous. The wind doesn't blow those suckers. There's a motor that blows it. And then the wind kind of keeps it going with centrifugal force. But you got a motor in there running, and if the electricity to the motor stops working, then the whole thing stops working. Doesn't produce any energy. I remember there's a billionaire, T Boone Pickens. T Boone Pickens. Isn't that a good Oklahoma name? He's from Oklahoma. My name is T Boone Pickens. No, I don't think he talks like that. But he's a billionaire. He flooded money into the wind energy. And I remember it took about five years, and he pulled all of his money out, started closing wind farms everywhere. And people were like, what are you doing? We need the wind energy. And he goes, well, you see, I put all this money over there in the wind farms, and when I came down to it, I found out that was inefficient energy. There's other ways to have clean energy, but not from the wind farm. His name is T. Boone Pickens. I'm pretty sure that's the way he talks. So basically, he found that the wind farms were not efficient energy, that we were wasting energy to create energy. So we got to find something else. Wind isn't it. And this is a guy who's a billionaire who spent hundreds of millions of dollars promoting it to go, oh, dang. It was the wrong thing. Which, you know, we see that happen. It happens sometimes. Just some people are ahead of it and knew and warned. And they're called conspiracy theorists, and you hate the country, and blah blah blah. You hate planet Earth, just like some of us were speaking the truth about COVID. You just against lives. You just want people to die. And it's like, oh, but yeah, you just want grandma to die. Come on, just uneducated. It's embarrassing. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So one last thing here. So Germany is focusing on energy security over clean energy. So they're getting rid of some wind farms, expanding coal operations, because they don't have a choice. But they're losing their energy from Russia. And this is the unfortunate thing where, once again, I look at Biden, and I go, daggum it, man. If we were at the energy position we were at when you took office, then we would be in a position where we have excess energy that we could get to Germany. We just got to figure out how to get it there. Whether it be another pipeline or whatever it might be, but we could get it to them and they wouldn't have to be doing this. And then we would be getting rich. Oh, I know. Making money is evil. How dare I say get rich as a country? Well, better us to get rich than Saudi Arabia, right? I mean, they're freaking funding terrorists with their wealth that they get from selling their energy to places like Germany. Oh, boy. Just the things like this just drives me crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Most of the Democrat candidates are running on abortion in January 6th. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about January 6th. I think they do care about abortion, but opposite what they think because we keep seeing polls more and more. More and more people are thinking that there should be restrictions to abortion, and Democrats are running on a platform of we're going to let you do whatever you want to do. And that's something that they're losing for. Good point right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a traffic update with Gracie.
Roads are looking good right now. If you do see something, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, David DePap, has pled not guilty to attempted murder and other charges today.
I look forward to representing Mr. DePap, to providing a vigorous defense for him, and to getting to an equitable and just resolution of this matter.
Public defender Adam Lipson says his team plans to look into DePap's mental state and potential vulnerability to misinformation. United Airlines pilots are now rejecting a tentative deal that included a 17% raise. The Airline Pilots Association says 94% of United's 14,000 pilots voted against the new proposed agreement. Union spokesman says the offer fell short of the contract United pilots have earned and deserve. And Bobby, a monkey smuggler, now headed to prison. Texas woman Savannah Valdez was first stopped. Agents say they saw a wooden box that had holes in it in her car. Valdez told agents at the time it was filled with beer, but it was actually hiding a spider monkey. When they found that, the 20-year-old hit the gas and got away temporarily. Valdez was caught when she posted online monkey adoption ads around the Houston area. Now she's facing 2 decades in prison for breaking customs laws, and the monkey has been safely moved to an animal shelter in Central Florida.
Oh, boy. Is that a spider monkey in your pants, or okay. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. Well, no, let's not get a quick break. Let me tell you about Rick Scott. Rick Scott, I've been saying for a while, I really believe that Senator Rick Scott is planning on running for the leadership seat for the Republicans in the Senate. He actually was asked that in an interview today. Are you planning on running against Mitch McConnell? He says, I do not currently have plans to do so. But the election is a week after this election, so we will see. Wait, do you not have plans or do you have plans? No, I don't have plans right now. Right now, I'm just trying to help Republicans win this election. Okay, what about the week after that? We shall see. That sounds like... all right. Maybe he's waiting to see if they win or not. If they win the majority, then yes, he'll run. I don't know. Hey, dancing through the decades. Raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary. 50 years in the community, serving and supporting and advocating for seniors. It's coming up this Friday at 6 o'clock at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. To sponsor or get your tickets, go to newsradio923.com. Also, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is coming up this Friday as well. It goes through Sunday, 3 days of painting, sculptures, jewelry, Pensacola Symphony, crafts, and food. Admission to the festival is free. It's going to be at Seville Square. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories. Supreme Court has rejected Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to block the Georgia grand jury subpoena. This is pertaining to election tampering. And he said he should be protected based on some clause that protects members of Congress. But the Supreme Court says now you need to go ahead and testify to the grand jury. At the same time, the Supreme Court temporarily halted the U.S. Congress from being able to obtain President Trump's taxes. The top Democrats are questioning their party's strategy as midterm worries grow. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Game 3 of the World Series tonight, 7:03 on Fox. Houston Astros and the Phillies are tied at 1 apiece. NBA is on TNT right now. The Chicago Bulls are beating the Nets 10-7. And the Golden State Warriors beating the Miami Heat by three points tonight at 9 o'clock on TNT. It will be the Timberwolves against the Suns. NHL hockey is underway right now. Scoreless game between the Flyers and the Rangers. Ottawa has beaten Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0. And Washington Capitals are beating Las Vegas 1-0. Coming up later tonight at 9 o'clock, Florida Panthers are going to be playing the Arizona Coyotes. And all those games are going to be on ESPN+, by the way. NCAA football underway. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Kent State is beating Ball State 13-0. That game's on ESPNU. Ohio University is beating University of Buffalo 7-0. And it's only been a few minutes into the game. So Ohio University beating, Buffalo 7-0. And they already have the ball back. That game's on ESPN2. Then I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now. No accidents to report causing delays. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Our slowdowns on Highway 90 on the causeway in between Pensacola and Pace have also cleared up. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, big news in college football. We have the first rankings coming out for the playoffs. And so with that, you've got Tennessee coming in number one, followed by Ohio State, Georgia, and then number four, Clemson. You got Michigan coming in number five, Alabama number six, TCU number seven. And so, that kind of ranks it right there. Oregon comes in at eighth. I didn't see the rest of much of that. So the big ones, of course, the top four, Tennessee, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson. Then the Brooklyn Nets have gone ahead and fired head coach Steve Nash. And they're going to go ahead and hire Boston Celtics head coach, who's suspended currently for an improper relationship with a staffer. They're going to go ahead and hire him. And apparently Boston Celtics are just going to let him go. No compensation, no nothing. Like, yeah, you can have him. Take him off our hands. Wow. White Sox have hired Royals bench coach Pedro Griffel as their new head coach. The Colts in the NFL have fired their offensive coordinator Marcus Brady, even though he doesn't even call the plays. The Dolphins have gotten Broncos linebacker Bradley Chubb and 49ers running back Jeff Wilson. The Bills have gotten Colts, basically traded running backs. They got Colts running back Hines. They gave Zach Moss, and they pick up a draft pick. And then the Jaguars have acquired suspended wide receiver Calvin Ridley from the Falcons. And finally, Michigan State suspending four more players. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. Today's sign of the apocalypse. I've been looking. I've always kind of wanted a fur rug. Like, I like those. I actually got a little thing. It's an actual sheepskin from my daughter's room one time. Just, it's very soft. It's nice, but small. It's a little sheepskin thing. I've thought about getting like a cowhide. Like, when I lived in Texas, I was always like, oh yeah. Like, a big style in Texas is you don't have carpet. You don't have tile. You don't have wood floors. You just have polished concrete floors. That's like a big style in Texas. You just have polished concrete floors. You put a cow hide on the concrete. It's very rustic. So I always kind of like that thing. A couple in Australia decided to do something a little bit different. They didn't go with the bearskin rug. They didn't go with the cowhide. They didn't go with the sheepskin rug. They went with the golden retriever rug. Their golden retriever recently passed away. Instead of burying him or having him cremated, they had him turned into a rug. They wanted him preserved as a pelt. And so they... No. I'm looking at the picture of it, and I can't... No. It makes me sad looking at it. I couldn't... I could not have that... What? No.
I already thought this was messed up before I saw the picture.
Yeah, I did too, because I pictured something different in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I pictured that, I was like, that's worse than I thought. It's like way worse than I thought.
That's so even, sad.
I picked this as a sign of the apocalypse off the heading alone.
Yeah.
Then I read it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And it wasn't until after I did this segment in the 4 o'clock hour that I finally was like, let me look at the picture. I can do it now. I'll look at the picture. I look at the picture. I'm like, it's even worse.
Because it's not like spread out like that looks like a rug where you're going to like step on it. It doesn't look like what you're picturing.
No.
Like a bear. It's like a like your dog deflated.
That's a good way to put it. Yes.
And it's like sad and just like.
It's very sad to look at. Like, I feel like, have they lost their mind? I don't know how they can see this every single time and just start breaking down crying. This was your dog.
I'm sure there is some other thing or symbol that you can have besides this. Like,
yeah.
This is not the answer.
This is not the answer. No, for you to keep that memory intact. This is, no, I don't like this at all. That's not good. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. And then we got to talk about smiling. That's all next. In the moments where my good times start to fade, you make me smile like the sun, fall out of bed, sing like a bird. Yeah, we got some words about smiling. Apparently smiling is contagious. That's right. You do a little bit of smile and it can lift us, it can make other people smile. Right, Gracie? Yeah, it can make you smile. All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, the Florida Highway Patrol is now collecting non-perishable food donations. It's their annual Stuff the Charger event. Now, this food drive is running through the end of next month. All their donations given to area food banks that help families in need over the holiday season. And if you've got something you'd like to donate to that, you can donate it right at the FHP Pensacola Station over on Stumpfield Road.
Very good. Very nice. That is a I'm just telling you, just do it sometime. Just randomly, humongous smile at somebody and just watch. They have to smile. They can't help it. They can't help it. They'd be sad and you're just like, smile. Unless they're like totally like pissed off. Like they got to be like next level. Like some people just got big old sticks up their butt. And no matter how big you smile, they're just like, no. In fact, it just makes them more angry. Like, why are you smiling at me? Just smile bigger. But it's contagious. According to research, they actually researched it and found smiling is indeed contagious. They also found that if you have gratitude is what makes you happy in life. Just be more thankful for what you do have. It's like that old Sunday school song, Count Your Blessings. You got to count your blessings, name them one by one, and then it'll surprise you what the Lord has done. So there you go. So it turns out there's research. Scientists now say that scientifically proves if you are grateful and you smile. So man, that's how you got to start your day. You just start off your day like, oh, it's a Monday. Hate Monday. I got the Mondays. Just go to the mirror and just give yourself a big old smile because it's contagious, because then you're going to want to smile and then you're going to feel better because you smiled. And later in the day, you try to show gratitude. And so you're like, I am so grateful I smiled at myself today. See how it works? It's the magic formula. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays. Nothing to really slow you down on Highway 90. That's going to include the causeway going from Pensacola towards Pace, as well as throughout Pace and Milton. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I used to have a promo for this show long, long time ago. You just say, if you don't laugh listening to Bobby, the terrorists win. So you must laugh. So then that's the third thing. So smile at yourself in the mirror. Be grateful that you smiled in the mirror. And listen to Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. And you're going to be a happy person. That's the formula. Scientifically proven.
That's the science to follow.
That's the science to follow. Exactly. Follow that science. That's the science right there. Oh, boy. Now, this actually makes me sad, though. 10 of the coolest cars getting discontinued by 2023. The Audi R8. Oh, it's such a beautiful vehicle. It's such a beautiful vehicle. These are all sports cars, by the way. The Lamborghini Aventador. Yeah. The Lamborghini Countach. I didn't even know they made the Countach anymore. Okay. The Dodge Charger and the Dodge Challenger. What? It was particularly the Dodge Charger. That's one of Dodge's best-selling vehicles. I'm surprised they're getting rid of it. But, yeah, they're getting rid of muscle cars. When it comes down to it, it's just gas, man. Too much gas. Dodge Challenger, which is a nicer vehicle overall, but it's just getting rid of that one, too. Then you've got the Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk. This is the one that's run with a Hemi V8. So once again, it's basically a sports car version of the SUV. Hyundai Veloster N is going away. The N, this is a competitive package for the Hyundai Veloster. It's kind of their sportier one. The Kia Stinger GT. Ooh, the Stinger's nice. It's a four-door sports car from Kia, but the GT is going away. Subaru WRX STI. They will continue to make the WRX. Don't worry. WRX is not going away. But the STI version, the more sportier version, turbocharged version going away. And then this one surprised me a little bit. The Nissan GTR, the sports car, the true sports car. It's not the, you know, because you look at the Nissan 370Z, I mean, it's a sporty car, but it's not the sports car. The GTR is the sports car. 700 horsepower, you know, it's a beast. No, they're getting rid of that one. So that's kind of a big surprise. And a lot of it's because of gas prices when it comes down to it. And the shift to electric vehicles. There's a big article getting a lot of controversy from The Atlantic, encouraging us to pass some sort of pandemic amnesty. Let's just forgive what we did or said during the pandemic. No. No. And the reason I say no is because this article even says, let's forgive what we did or said during the pandemic when we were in the dark about COVID. We were never that far in the dark. We were only in the dark for people who stuck their head in the sand and were too afraid to see the truth. And the truth was, this was a blessing that this virus mostly only targeted people with pre-existing conditions and the elderly. We could have done so much to protect the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions without shutting down our economy and without shutting down our schools. We chose not to.